Americans are starting to feel the bite of the federal sequestration. Sequestration is the term referring to the automatic across-the-board budget cuts in the federal government's domestic and military budgets. Sequestration went into effect last month when Congress was unable to agree on an alternative. Late last week, the sequestration started to affect airline passengers. The sequestration cuts had forced the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, to begin furloughing tens of thousands of air traffic controllers across the country. Those furloughs, which reduce the amount of time an air traffic controller works, thus cutting their salaries, also reduce the ability of airports to monitor airline takeoffs and landings, resulting in a nationwide backlog of late flights. With that cut starting to bite, the public backlash prompted Congress to reconsider and to fully fund high-profile FAA operations. Lawmakers were concerned about deepening public resentment over the delays caused by the furlough of comptrollers. Airline passengers had grown increasingly irritated over the past week with delays at major hubs like Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. Some had reported delays of several hours in takeoff times and planes being put in holding patterns in the air. Many pilots blamed furloughs for landing delays. And so a compromise was worked out that allowed the FAA the flexibility to deal with the cuts while maintaining air service. While the impact of sequestration has been minimized by congressional action, other cuts are not so easily fixed. Take, for example, the impact on cancer clinics. Cancer clinics across the country have begun turning away thousands of Medicare patients, blaming the sequester budget cuts. Oncologists say that reduced funding, which took effect for Medicare on April 1st, makes it impossible to administer expensive chemotherapy drugs while staying afloat financially. Patients at these clinics would need to seek treatment elsewhere, such as at hospitals that might not have the capacity to accommodate them. Legislators meant to partially shield Medicare from the automatic budget cuts triggered by the sequester, limiting the program to a 2% reduction, a fraction of the cuts seen by other federal programs. But oncologists say the cut is unexpectedly damaging for cancer patients because of the way those treatments are covered. Medications for seniors are usually covered under the optional Medicare Part D, which includes private insurance. But because cancer drugs must be administered by a physician, they're among the handful of pharmaceuticals paid for by Part D, which covers doctor visits and is subject to the sequester cut. While some patients may be able to receive these treatments in a different healthcare setting, for some, the interruption in care could adversely affect their health. In addition, under sequestration, funding for cancer and other medical research supported by the National Institute of Health is cut by an estimated $1.5 billion, including more than $250 million reduction in cancer research funding for fiscal year 2013. And additional major cuts in cancer research funding are just around the corner in fiscal year 2014 if the budget sequestration is not repealed. If these cuts go into effect, a myriad of opportunities in cancer research could potentially be lost under this uncertain future. Today's progress in research and promising scientific opportunities required a sustained commitment in order for them to bear any fruit that would benefit cancer patients in the future. By some estimates, a $2.5 billion cut to the NIH could lead to 2,300 fewer research grants being funded next year and would have a devastating impact on the cancer research enterprise. It is estimated that this cut could lead to 33,000 fewer jobs across the country and a $4.5 billion decrease in economic activity. As the Congress begins to consider how best to react to the impact of sequestration, let your representative know that medical research is an area that deserves at least the same consideration as airline travel. When it comes to research, turning off the funding can mean the difference between life and death for some patients. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and we'll talk to you again next week.